And they stop him.
We want them to know that they are not behind enemy lines. They have family here. They have true blue fans. And no matter what, no matter the outcome of the week before, we're here to support them, right?
Yes!
Being out there to welcome the team into Seattle, I think it's not about being an individual. It's about them seeing how much support that they have. They have more support than they probably even know. I'm just another head in the crowd, and we make up a whole group that's here to support the 49ers.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many. From the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods, faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful. Long before the first snap takes place at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, there is a roar from a crowd. Cheers and screams fill the air for the visiting 49ers. But there are no seats in this venue, no scoreboard, and no tickets needed. Deep in the heart of enemy territory, a group of faithful have taken root. Their goal? To bond as a group while welcoming their team to the Emerald City with hopes of catching a glimpse of their gridiron heroes.
Spirits are high. We're out there chanting, hollering.
They're everything I've grown up to love all my life, and they were right there. From the minute everybody got there, everybody was so excited. It felt like a family gathering. Everybody just getting together and hugging. And
being a part of the team even a little bit, just by being there.
The hype is almost as great as getting to cheer them for the 30 seconds that they drive by.
I did have a sign out there today, and my sign said, "This is what faithful looks like."
Although hundreds of Seattle faithful line the streets to welcome their team into unfriendly territory, hundreds more make up the Pacific Northwest Booster Club. However, with over 2,000 members and growing, the group's humble beginnings started with just one single but driven member.
What drove me to decide, okay, I'm going to turn this thing up? Watching the Super Bowl loss a couple years ago, I was in a room full of Seahawks fans. They weren't exactly nice. I just said, I'm not watching football games with Seahawks fans anymore. I'm going to find 49ers fans. You know, I went to Facebook. I just started looking for people. Red and gold in your picture says you live in this area. Boom, adding them to the group. You know, for someone like me, I've been here for almost 20 years next month. For those people that have relocated up here recently, it's extremely difficult for them. They don't know anybody that shared this interest of the 49ers, and so it is super tough for them. But that's a really cool thing about our club, is we go out and we find those people and we bring them in the family. And once they're in there, all of a sudden it's a piece of cake.
We have a lot of service people in the group, because when you're a fan and you're displaced from where you're originally from, linking up with other people with similar interests isn't easy. Little kids can walk up to someone and be like, "Will you be my friend?" And they're friends, and adults don't do that. Being here and finding this group was instant friends.
I started the Facebook group, and the intention was just to get, you know, 10 buddies in there or whatever to talk about the 49ers. As people came in, they were like, this is awesome. And the one thing that we always hear, and it's the most amazing thing, when they come in, they'll post and they'll say, you know, I thought I was alone.
I don't know if this group would exist without social media. It's so important.
I think it's the only reason the group exists. If we were just a website that people came to and there was no social media, I don't think this would have gotten as big as it did because of the capacity to share and for that message to continue to grow.
The reach of social media is undeniable. And when coupled with the appetite of the faithful to stay connected with each other, that winning combination helped push the club in positive directions. Help from unlikely sources, though, proved to be allies to the cause as well.
Right before the NFC Championship, Tremaine Brock tweeted out a picture of our airport welcome, and we had like 75 people there. Our group just exploded after that. I mean, so many people just didn't know that you're able to find so many fans out here behind enemy lines.
Actually, a local TV station tweeted about it and kind of mocked us. That allowed other 49ers fans living here following that TV station, and I just... you know, my inbox just blew up.
With several vice presidents, a secretary, and even an events team, the Seattle Niners faithful in turn blew up, and the red and gold word spread across the evergreen state. With several establishments acting as a home base for the group, the members who call Washington home have plenty of options to catch their 49ers in action.
Our group has a large footprint around Seattle. We're not just all people that live in Seattle. We're people that live on the Kitsap Peninsula, which is across from Seattle, down south, up north to Everett, Tacoma.
In the heart of downtown Seattle, we have a place that is our bar, and the owner saying, if Seahawks fans come in here and give you trouble, we're going to kick them out and tell them to go next door. It's amazing.
The growth has created more opportunities for faithful in the most unlikely of areas. But those opportunities aren't limited to Sunday afternoons or Monday nights. It's an everyday thing for the Seattle Niners faithful, and its crossover into their everyday lives has been profound.
Being part of the group on day-to-day is the most supportive, largest family you could ever ask to be a part of. Everybody is just so welcoming and so excited to get to know everybody, and it's the little safe haven from living here.
Everybody that's part of the group carries around with them in their pocket just a whole bunch of business cards, and we wear Niners gear out, you know, because we like to be a magnet. And so when they see you wearing a Niners hat, they're like, hey, man, go Niners. And you're like, hey, man, here's a card. Come join the group. And they're so excited to be part of a group where they can finally go out and feel comfortable to watch a game. It's fantastic. I love being a part of the group. I love watching it grow.
Instantaneously, we started going to meetups. We've become really good friends with a couple other members, and it's just been an ongoing weekly tradition for us to all get together in a small location with so many people that the doors are just bleeding 49ers.
We often hear the sentiments that he or she bleeds red and gold, or they have the team running through their veins. These cliches, however, become reality when speaking about the group's founder and Bay Area native, Alex Carson.
I honestly, I've never met a guy who's just more dedicated to a specific goal, how to make the group better, how to make sure that everyone has a good time, how to get more fans, how to find more faithful out here in Seattle area. Relentless.
He makes everybody feel welcome.
Endless supply of energy and an endless supply of passion. Truly loves and cares about every single person in that group. And I think that's what makes him the right leader for the Seattle Niners faithful.
He's always in it all the way. He brought us all together. We all have him to thank for this huge family that we have.
Do you have your own incredible faithful story to tell? Or do you know someone who truly is a faithful? Let us know about it. Email 49ersstudios at fns@49ers.com and share it with the world.
When I first moved here, the Seahawks were still in the AFC. There were actually a lot of folks that were both Seahawks and 49ers fans because, you know, they kind of followed the team in the heyday in the 80s and 90s. When the Seahawks moved to the NFC and joined the division, that, you know, that kind of started to spark it up a little bit. Both teams got good at the same time, and that really ratcheted up. the rivalry is intense. It's an everyday thing. If we lose and I go into the office on Monday, people are all over me. If they lose, nobody wants to make eye contact with me. The average Seahawks fan is getting used to watching a really, really good football team. And I think they're growing as a fan base. They're trying to figure out what it's like to be a fan of a really good team because, you know, and I don't mean this as a bad knock, but they had a really lousy team for a long time. A lot of these people, you know, my best friends are all Seahawks fans. My coworkers are all Seahawks fans. And I do know that a lot of them stuck by him.
There's two different types of Seahawks fans. There are people who root for the Seattle Seahawks, and there's the 12s. And the people that root for the Seattle Seahawks, most of the time, are people who've lived here a long time. They're very proud and happy to see their team doing well. But the 12s, you know, the new school guys, these are, seems to be a younger crowd that just found out about the team. You know, they call the Seahawks and the Niners this great rivalry. Not really. I mean, like, it's a very recent thing, the Seattle Seahawks and the 49ers. To me, a rivalry is built over years of important games that are won and lost. The Cowboys, for example, the Packers. To me, those are the rivals. Seahawks, that's a new thing. We'll see if we're rivals. Give it a few years. It definitely has started. There's a foundation there for a rivalry, but I think more Seahawks fans would say that we're their rivals than Niners fans would say that they are our rivals.
Whether it's the definition of a rivalry, the difference between old or new school fans, there is no denying that the Seahawks have firmly planted their flag in the landscape of the NFL, the NFC West, and the minds of many Niner fans as a foe that is to be respected on the gridiron. But another flag has been planted north of the bay, and that is the flag of the faithful who call Seattle home and are proud to do so.
Seattle's beautiful. I love Seattle. You know, I'm old enough. I can do whatever I want. I could move back to California. I could live anywhere I want. But I love this town. You know, our summers are fantastic. I know everybody thinks about the rain. You know, if you come here in July, August, and see how green it is, the sun sparkling off the Puget Sound, it's fantastic. We have ski resorts 45 minutes away. The ocean's a couple hours away. There's temperate rainforests. You know, I mean, we have everything from volcanoes just down the road to your urban areas, so it's great.
There's a lot of things to do. There's the downtown, the public market. We go to a lot of lakes in the area, go camping.
Go out into Elliott Bay or even over to Alki Beach, which is in West Seattle.
It's just a beautiful beach. You can get a beautiful view of the city.
Take a ferry ride over to Whidbey Island.
It's a great art town. Theater, art, dance, everything here is fantastic. Our waterfront and a lot of our tourist attractions are still fun to go to as somebody who grew up here.
Seattle is a nice city. It's got everything you need, and aside from just the city, the surrounding area, the nature is gorgeous. Mount Rainier, the Olympic Mountains, the Cascade Mountains. There's a lot of stuff to do outdoors. I like to go camping, hiking. There's never an excuse not to do something. This is a great place to live.
Clearly, the Pacific Northwest is one of the country's most unique places to settle. The advantages offered are unparalleled when compared to most cities. But add being a 49er faithful to that mix, and the difficulty level is raised quite a bit. But like life, it's all about how you view the situation.
You know, one thing that I would like to be really clear about is the majority of people here, they're good to us. We do, you know, deal with heckling and things like that, especially after a loss. For some people, it's really difficult. A lot of it, you know, is up to each person to kind of decide, you know, how they're going to take the interactions that they have with people.
It's actually kind of funny going down to the Niners tailgate before a game at Levi's, and you're walking around and you're seeing people and their grills and everything going in the tailgate, and we don't have anything, we just got there, you know, and they ask you, hey man, what's going on, where are you from? It's like, oh, I'm from Seattle. And instantly, VIP treatment. Like, oh, come here man, here's a drink, here's some chicken, you know, just... What's it like being up there right now? It's like, oh, it's pretty rough. I guess that's one benefit of being a Niners fan in Seattle now.
North of California lies an area that most 49ers faithful have tagged as enemy territory. Seattle is the largest city not only in the state of Washington, but the Pacific Northwest. And with that, comes droves of Seahawk fans. But amongst the hometown colors known as College Navy, Action Green, and Wolf Gray, you will find a faithful pocket of red and gold. The Seattle Niners faithful, a group created in 2012, have rooted themselves and become not only one of the franchise's most loyal groups, but a dedicated family as well, as a servant of the community.
The Seattle Niner faithful, it's the best group of people ever. We've done a lot of charity, which is awesome to me, to be with people that not only root for the same team, they're the same family, you know, but they also care and want to give back.
Even though we're behind enemy lines, you know, this is a community that we really care about. We live here by choice.
That choice includes choosing to give back to the place they call home. Whether it's Toys for Tots or working on local food drives, the Seattle Niners faithful are doing their part. Which is not so surprising unless, of course, you are the recipient of the charity.
It's cool to see people from the area when we deliver Toys for Tots, to for them to look at us and go, oh, you're all 49ers fans and we're giving to this area.
We have a large audience and a lot of people. What can we do that's good? We love this community. We love this town. And even though people may heckle us when they see us in red and gold, it's really important for them to know that that we really do care about this community. We do have a large military presence here. I think it's one of the largest in the country. Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Then we have the Bangor Naval Station. There's a naval station in Bremerton, and you know, there's stuff up in Everett. And there's a lot of military folks here. And so what that means is we get a lot of people coming in from all over the country. And that's one of the coolest things, is to be able to find a military member and that's a 49ers fan, and to bring them into the club. And so it's great for us to show our appreciation to our men and women that have served our country, and at the same time give them a great experience of rooting on the 49ers.
Being part of the group, it really is a family to me. I look forward to seeing their faces every Sunday.
At the drop of a hat, they're just instantaneously bonded with you in your love for your home teams.
49er fans feel the team in their heart. They are a part of the team. When I watch the 49ers, my heart beats faster. When I'm nervous, I feel anxious, I feel excited. I don't feel like that for any other team. That's what all of these people feel, because when you're in a room with 100 other 49er fans, when we're crammed in there elbow to elbow and we're all screaming together, like we're like one heartbeat. We're on the same page.
And it's become so much more than just even rooting for the team. We all get together outside of football. It's just amazing.
It's more than I can ask for. I love these people.
Well, faithful means just being there for your team always.
Faithful means unwavering.
I think 49ers fans, we've seen the absolute highs and we've seen the absolute lows, so we've seen both sides.
You have faith, you trust, you believe in everything that's happening with that team. Win or lose, doesn't matter. We all feel as 49ers fans personally involved, and like we all contribute to this team, so we need to show that.
But real proud to be a fan, always wearing red and gold. I mean, I really don't wear anything else. It's bad. I either have my military uniform or I have 49ers shirts or jerseys.
To me, being a faithful is, you know, sticking by the team. And when I say the team, I mean the players, the front office, the coaching staff, other fans, and just, you know, trying to do my best to represent, you know, my team, my club, the organization, and every single fan around the world with the most class I can.
People who are Niners fans that I knew were Niners fans were still Niners fans, and we watched all the games. Next season, I know who I'm watching the games with, and hopefully I meet some more Niners fans to watch games with, and it's just, it will always be there for Niners fans. Like I said, Niners, they're gonna be there next year. There will be a season next year, and we will be there rooting for the Niners.
Members of the faithful, as you can see, we love telling a good story. Trust us to share yours by reaching out to 49ers Studios at fns@49ers.com.
Have you ever seen a real-life Seahawk?
There is no such thing. I've never seen a Seahawk.
Like the bird? Like the animal? That's not a real animal, is it?
What the hell's a real Seahawk? No.
So I've never actually seen a real Seahawk.
An actual bird? No, I don't. From what I understand, it's actually not even a real bird. It's like an osprey, I believe.
They should be the Seattle Ospreys. Yep.
I have not had a personal interaction with a real Seahawk.
People like alliteration, especially with sports teams. Pittsburgh Penguins, Seattle Seahawks.
On the next Faithful.
He was one of those guys you could look at. You had a complaint. You wanted to take him to Bill. That's who you told.
I felt him hit my rib, and I thought that it injured my rib, and they got me to the hospital quickly.
You know, as a fighter through life and the physical challenges he's had, I was a hell of a man.